I cannot thank all of you enough for everything you do for our freedom in this country. And for that reason, I want to pay it forward because I work with military people and I've changed some lives being able to show them the bank system and what it does. It's a powerful tool that can literally change people's lives. Even the self-awareness piece of how someone shows up and going from one situation to another. And when your values shift and you don't understand why you're showing up differently, it's very empowering to know that there's a reason behind it, right? And how you can start to relate to the other people around you, even going from active duty to coming back home and trying to adjust to people that are around you. If they're coming at you from different angles, different codes, it can be even harder to adjust.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.
Hi. So I'm here with Michelle. Murder, by the way, is the name. I know it doesn't say that on the screen, but she's always been Michelle Murder to me.
I love that.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I am fantastic, gorgeous. I'm excited to be here.
You know, I'm embarrassed that I've just said your name was Murder. It's not on the screen. It probably makes no sense to people why I'm calling you Murder. Her last name, before she was married, was Michelle Murder. M-Y. Right?
Yes.
Go ahead. Spell your name.
M-Y-R-T-E-R.
So that I don't,
yes, but
you so I don't sound like a total freak.
Well, and you know, everybody says that, like, you'll always be Michelle Murder to us. I went from Murder to now Little Angel. Angelula means little angel. So look at that.
I do like that. I just can't pronounce it. Don't make me try because it'll be embarrassing.
Well, and I, you know, my son once told me I had a speech impediment. And when I say Angelula, it kind of sounds like I have some problems.
All right, I'm going to try it for John's sake. Angelillo.
You did it. Perfect.
Oh, yay. Okay. Woo, woo. All
right. It's like spelling Mississippi. So every time I would have to spell his last name, if somebody interrupted me, I'd be like, wait a second. A-N.
Let me start over. That's actually what I do with my social security number. I'm like, I have to say the whole thing. It's like a little song almost. Anyway. So I am here with Michelle, who happens to be one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. And there's lots of reasons why. One of the most amazing reasons why is not just who you are, but what you do. I love what you do. You are an incredible trainer. You are an entrepreneur. You are a mastermind runner of things. But I want you to talk a little bit about what's your most favorite thing you do.
Transforming lives.
Ah, and you know, you've transformed James and I from day one. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, Michelle Murder is the reason I met James Van Praan, right? We could tell that story, but I don't think anybody really wants to go there. But in any event, she invited me to a networking group, and just so happens it was a group that James was in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. January of 2021 now. But what transformed our lives together as a couple was a process, a coding system, if you will, called Bank. Am I saying it right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about Bank and what's so amazing about it, because I love so much that you do this. And then we're going to talk a little bit about you. We probably should have talked a little bit about you and your background and who you are, but we're doing a little out of order at the moment. So
that's all right. I love it. All right. So Bank is reverse engineered personality science. And it's actually the only methodology in the world that predicts buying behavior in less than 90 seconds, but it predicts human behavior. It's based in your core values, and every single person is made up of a code, and we call it your Bank code. And Bank is an acronym for the four personality types. So we talk about the blueprint, who's inside the box. They're more rigid and cold, and they value things like stability and structure and systems and planning, processes, rules. They avoid risk at all costs. And they work on a budget. Your actions, the red light, little firecrackers in your hands, they're the movers, the shakers, the millionaire makers. They value things like freedom, fun, flexibility, spontaneity, action, massive action. And they love attention on themselves, have a short attention span, but they're completely opposite than the blueprints. And then the nurturing. Aww. They're sweet like sunshine. They recycled the box. Made a little Toys for Tots box, gave all the stuff away. They're the people pleasers, right? They love relationships and teamwork and authenticity, personal growth. They just really want to make the world a better place. And then we have your knowledge. And they're like, listen, without me, you wouldn't even have a box. I engineered it. Science, data, research, logic, it has to make sense. But the key is that every single human is made up of all four. It's just the order that they're in that makes them the unique individual that they are. And they can dance in and out of those codes. So there's a happy place they like to live. And when things happen, their personality doesn't change, but their values can shift based on trauma, stress, things like that. So what we do is we teach people how to effectively understand themselves and where they show up and how to meet that other person where they are, communicate effectively in any situation, and even be able to talk people down off that ledge, right?
Right. And what I learned a tremendous amount about was in some ways how very similar James and I are, and yet how very different. So, I think one of the key things is how I show up in stress is one of the things that he least likes, which is I kind of become a blueprint, right? Yes. And James is, if you know James, you all know this man is totally sensible. Yeah, he's not planner. Nope. He's a fly by the seat of your pants, could sleep under the axle of my truck kind of guy. And I love that about him. He's got the biggest heart ever, wears it on his sleeve, so genuine. Like, you've got a friend for life when you meet James. But when I go into planning mode, like, honey, we've been on the road for how many hours? Where are we going to stop tomorrow? Where are we going to? He like shuts down. And then when he does that, then I shut down because, of course, I want all my information. I'm in planner mode. So we've had that moment, yeah. And you've talked us through a few of those, to be honest, when we were first together, especially.
Well, and everybody has those moments, right? Typically in relationships, opposites attract because it's like, aw, you complete me, and then they attack. But on the business side of it, trying to have more influence, right, you need to align with that person and speak their language. And if you're just going in there and you don't know what their bank code is, ultimately you're just guessing.
Well, and I, you said something once to me that I think made perfect sense, is that there's four codes. And if you really consider the primary code as being 25% of the people in the room, right, you're not speaking to 75% of the people if you're only speaking from your own code. And I think that's super powerful because it empowers us really to say, okay, how am I coming across? Who am I communicating with? How am I communicating with them? And how do I communicate with this person who's in a different space than me, right? That these are their priorities. These are their hot buttons. This is what's important to them. How do I show them that I care about those things, even when my stuff is really a little different? Like I really have we're more action people. So communicating with the knowledge people for me can be a bit of a challenge. So I have to shift my mindset a little bit and go, okay, what's important to them and how do I need to speak to them so that they understand the value of what I bring for them specifically, right?
Absolutely. Because otherwise it's like, you remember the Snoopy and the Peanuts and the teacher would be like,
I knew that's where you were going. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to the person receiving it. Right. So we've all had those conversations where we're like arguing for 20 minutes. And then at the end of the day, you're like, that's what I was trying to say, or that's what I said. And it's because you're coming from different languages. The key thing is it's not about changing who you are as a person. It's just being able to shift into those different languages, just like speaking to somebody who is speaking a different language. You got to be able to adjust and shift. If I'd learn how to speak Italian, which I'm currently trying, and Duolingo can be very mean.
Anyway. Oh, no, that's such a hard one on Duolingo. I'm so sorry you just tapped into it. It's hard, but French was even worse. I had to give up on French. Oh, my God. And I speak fluent Spanish.
And they send you these emails. They make you feel so guilty. But anyway, so when you look at that, right, if I learn to speak Italian because my audience is Italian, I'm still Michelle Lee, native English speaking person. I've just adapted and spoke the language of the people so that we can connect, build that know, like, and trust, right, and be able to understand each other.
Right. I think it's incredible because once you see it, that's how I think I've told you this before. Once you actually see it and go, oh, wow, I see these people are these combinations, and you can kind of start to identify what combinations where you're like, oh, they're, you know, an AK, or they're an AN, or they're a, you know, a KB, or whatever that might be. And I know that may not make a lot of sense to the people watching at this moment, but once you get it, you're like, oh my gosh, you can't unget it, which is great. Like, that's wonderful, because it kind of sinks right in. It becomes part of your natural operation, right?
Yeah.
You just naturally go, okay, let me shift how I'm communicating. So the, all the information goes across to that other party. There's not as much noise in the middle, you know?
Exactly. That's what makes it beautiful, because communication is on the listener's terms. It's not up to them to try to figure out what you're saying. It's up to you to communicate in a way that they understand.
I never thought of that. See, every time I talk to you, something new. I like that one, though. Communication is on the listener's terms.
Yes.
Isn't enough for it to even be on my terms?
Well, and so think about it. You talked about how when you go into that blueprint piece, when you're under stress, that's James's last code. It's like his poison code. So when you look at someone's bank code, understanding that entire position and how that person's operating, like when you understand, like, my poison code is blueprint, right? But John, my husband,
James,
he's high blueprint. So I had to learn to adapt and shift to even the little things, even giving him a gift. I have to understand what kind of gift he wants, not what kind of gift I want to give him.
Right. And I think that is a key thing, is it's kind of being communicating the way you want to communicate, like what you want to say and how you want to say it, is very self-focused. And I think what bank is really all about is being exteriorly focused. Who are you actually talking to?
Yeah. Like
that, I think that's really powerful. And it gives you such influence. And for the creators in the crowd, like, one of the things that I think is important is when you're writing your scripts, like, there are really cool tools that bank has got their hands on, that they have collaborated with and created all on their own, that make doing some of this a little easier. Like, if you are, I mean, I don't want to get into it too much because it's so wonderful and so extensive, but like, if you're on LinkedIn and you're having a conversation with someone on LinkedIn via DM, it literally can analyze that conversation to the extent where it says, this is what their hot buttons are. This is kind of where the kind of person they generally are. You might want to think about responding in this way. And then you go, oh, well, that would make a little bit more sense. Yeah, let's do that. Or one of the cool things about it too, for me, is just sort of stopping and sort of breathing and saying, okay, clearly this is not coming across. For me, it's like, I'm not coming across the way I want to come across it. I'm not communicating the way what am I missing about this person? And again, being unself-focused. So anyway, I love it. You know, I'm a huge advocate. I love Sherry. I think that she's amazing, who is the person who developed Bank. I just think this is a valuable, valuable tool for everybody, let alone for creators and entrepreneurs and people who have relationships. And don't we all?
That's
life, right?
Well, it makes you superhuman. Right?
Oh,
it gives you.
That's another one. Look at you.
I know.
Communications from the listener makes you superhuman.
It gives you
little sound bites there.
Yeah, it gives you superpowers, right? You become superhuman because now you're optimizing yourself as a person. So the goal is to optimize yourself in all four of those codes so that you can literally learn the language, shift and adapt, and meet people where they are. So everybody's seen, heard, and understood. Your message is delivered. You have more influence, impact, and income, because you're able to share your message with the world. And we have some creators out there who have amazing products, services, messages, all of those things. Being able to communicate that with more people and get your message heard, that's the influence that people are looking for.
Absolutely. That's why you do the training. Couldn't have said it better. Love it. Absolutely perfect. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's phenomenal. And I think if people want to know more about it, one of the places they can do that is at Military Creator Con. So you're going to be at Military Creator Con doing a workshop.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about, because it's a very big concept, right? What are you going to focus on? Or have you not figured that out yet? Although it's only 2 weeks away now that I look at it. But where are you going to go with this in your workshop?
So we're going to talk about unlocking the power of influence. Right? How can you, when people leave the workshop, they're going to have their eyes open to a completely different world. And like you said, Mara, once you see it, you can't unsee it, right? And we're going to dive into like all of those different conversations and how you can reframe it and how you can speak those different languages to get your message across. And thinking about those people and what their codes are, maybe it was a deal that was lost. How can you go back and land it, right? How can you spread your message far and wide and have the influence to get your business where you want it to be?
Didn't you once tell me, I mean, we've known each other a lot of years, so didn't you once tell me you'd lost a deal, like a really big deal way back in the day, and you had to go back to this person who maybe may not have been your favorite person. I don't remember the entire story, but it ended up that you did business together after everything.
Oh my gosh. It was a deal worth $180,000 that I blew in a matter of seconds before I left the house. My blueprint husband said to me, are you going to wear that? And I was like, why are you asking? And he said, don't you have a big meeting this morning? And I was like, yeah, so what? Before I knew bank, didn't realize there's clues all around you and there's things, even what you wear, that will turn another code off. And I went in my designer stuff, my jeans. I thought I looked like $1 million. The person I was meeting with was very high blueprint, very high knowledge. She did not like my energy. She did not like what I was wearing. I greeted her with a, hi, there's donuts and bagels in the conference room. Make yourself at home. She hated chit chat. She hated everything about me. And I was literally walking out of that room, like under my breath, like, this is the meanest person I've ever met. I didn't know what I didn't know. After I learned bank, I did go back and I landed that deal that ended up being over $250,000.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that conversation. That was incredible. And I remember that being kind of a pivotal point for you as well, when you kind of went, wow, I need to go back and revisit this, which I don't think a lot of us do. But in any event, I respect that you absolutely did that, that you were able to close that deal for even more than it was in the original situation, because it was more of a relationship eventually. I just love that story. I think everybody's going to get a lot of benefit out of bank, and that's one of the reasons you are one of my favorite people at Military CreatorCon. But why are you doing Military CreatorCon? Because you are a military supporter. You are not in the military, or weren't, you're not military connected in that way. So tell us about that.
Because I absolutely love the military, the veterans. I cannot thank all of you enough for everything you do for our freedom in this country. And for that reason, I want to pay it forward, because I work with military people, and I've changed some lives being able to show them the bank system and what it does. It's a powerful tool that can literally change people's lives. Even the self-awareness piece of how someone shows up and going from one situation to another. And when your values shift and you don't understand why you're showing up differently, it's very empowering to know that there's a reason behind it, right? And how you can start to relate to the other people around you, even going from active duty to coming back home and trying to adjust to people that are around you. If they're coming at you from different angles, different codes, it can be even harder to adjust.
Right. And, so, and I think that one of the things we don't talk about a lot with that relates to bank is how it actually helps families that are suffering from PTSD. I mean, we don't talk about it a lot, but I think it's extremely valuable, because I know there's been, when you mentioned there have been people that we've talked off the ledge, I know that that's true. I know that there were people who were in desperate moments and desperate situations. And by understanding not just where they were at with their PTSD, but how to communicate with them and to do it in a way that they were able to receive it, made such a difference.
Absolutely. Right? Because yeah. Everybody... Well, when you don't feel like people understand you, or that you're not being heard or seen, it takes everything and escalates it, because you don't feel like anyone understands you or what you're going through, right?
Right.
But when you're able to give people tools to empower themselves, give them tools to have the ability to actually see what that other person sees and meet them where they are, it changes lives.
Absolutely. I love that. I love all of the components that Bank brings to the table, to be fair, like just the influence, the ability to sell better, the ability to have relationships better, the ability to know yourself better, and the ability to really make impact, social impact or personal impact with other people, right? I love that. All right, my last question to you. What's your favorite color?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, my favorite... Okay, so all my cars were black with black interior. Like, my furniture was black.
Aren't you wearing black right now?
I'm wearing black right now. But I've stepped it up a bit. So, you know, I'm pulling into the pink. The pink. Yes.
You're identifying with the pink today. I love it. I don't know what possessed me, but my next question is, what's your favorite food?
Oh, geez. Well, you know, it depends on where I am. I do love a really good chicken cutlet. Like maybe chicken parm, chicken cutlet, something like that. Yeah, I know. You're looking at me weird.
We call it, it's like one of my favorites. But I call it milanesa. Milanese, right? Some people say milanese. Yes. I say milanesa. And we pound it really thin and we bread it. And then I put a bruschetta on it to die for. And that's like my favorite meal.
A favorite. Love it.
Love it. Yeah. You know, we could talk about food all day, but I just am so happy you're going to be there and you're coming with your amazing husband, John. So thank you guys for supporting us, for being there, for bringing Bank to the people that are going to be at Military Creator Con. And if you want to know more about Michelle, there'll be some information in the captions so you can reach out to her directly. But in the meantime, it's only 2 weeks away. Buy a ticket for Military Creator Con if you don't already have one, right?
Absolutely be there. This is going to be an amazing event. So come down. We would love to see you there.
Yep. Thank you so much for being here with me. I adore you.
Thank you, Mar. You're amazing.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.